What does it mean to be mentally tough? Is it represented in the actions that we take? Is it that if we play more contact sports or we act tough around everyone else, does that make us more mentally tough? Does that show that we have more mental endurance by just the amount of money we make or the people who surround us? The biggest bit with mental toughness is that there are different things you can work in to be more mentally tough. And I wanted to talk about some of these things specifically and get this mindset out of your mind that it's just about how much money you make or how tough you seem to be on the inside. That mental toughness is actually this thing that is like endurance, where it's just keeping you accountable. It's just making sure that mentally you're able to work on these micro goals and progress the way that you want to progress to get the things done that you actually want to and to do the things that you actually want to do. So, focus in, and let's get into it. Jumbo, my friends, I'm glad you're here. This is What the Foss, a podcast where I take on different questions about physicality and mentality and answer them the best way I can to serve you best. And today, I'm talking specifically about mental toughness or mental strength or mental endurance, however you want to say it. It's about different practices for what you can do for your own mentality. Now, this is a podcast that I actually recorded a couple times, and I didn't really like the first takes of it because I didn't feel like it was that genuine. And I'll get into that a bit more later with my final point, but I wanted to talk about three specific points of how you can work on your mental toughness and the ways that it can kind of serve you best. So, what can we do to work on our mental toughness? The first one that I would go with is that we can work in micro challenges. But what do I mean by micro challenges? Well, I'll give you my example first, and then I'll give you an example that works best for you. So my example would be that I am a runner, and when I need to go running in the morning, and there's no exception, I always place my running shoes and running clothes in a spot where I am going to walk directly into them, and I will need to deal with them in order to move on with the rest of my day. And what this does is this basically puts this challenge in front of me where I remember that I want to do this thing and I need to accomplish this thing. And now it gives me this choice of either A, I need to ignore it and push those things to the side or place them back where they need to go, or I can just get the stuff on and do the run that I need to do. Now, this could be different for you. This could be that you need to send a bunch of emails and you feel like that these emails tend to flood your day throughout the day and you don't really know what you could do with them specifically. And instead for these emails, perhaps you have a time where you could be standing at the kitchen counter in your house and you know you have to send the emails, and instead of trying to send emails while you're watching TV or watching YouTube or listening to a podcast, instead you can focus on saying to yourself, okay, I will work on sending all the emails that I need to send from this spot where I am standing, and I will not leave this spot until I finish sending all these things that I need to do. Or you set a timer for yourself and say, I'm going to work on this thing for 20 minutes without any distractions, and then after that I will choose whether I want to take a 5-minute break or not. And doing this, it basically is the same way that we train our muscles. So when we train our muscles, we have to throw certain challenges at them in order to make our body adapt and make it become stronger, more powerful, more explosive, better endurance, etc. We need to do the same thing for our mentality. We have to throw in different challenges that can work on increasing what our mentality is used to. And by doing this, our mental ability will increase. We'll be able to adapt to the challenges that are thrown at us, thereby making us more quote-unquote mentally tough. So throwing in these micro challenges is the first one that I would do. The second one that I would throw in is that you need to work on asking, what did I learn from this? When you get to the bit of what did I learn from this, this is a question that you ask when things seem not to go your way. When that thing at work didn't go the way that you wanted it to, when your meal burnt in the oven because you're a terrible cook or a terrible baker, when this extra thing happened on your commute to and from work, you did bad in some game, whatever it is for you, right? It's something that is occurring in your life that you feel like is just tearing you down, isn't working in your way, and that it's just annoying. Well, the big bit with this is you can ask yourself, what did I learn from this? And what this does is this basically takes you to a point where you can change your mindset about the things that are negative that happen in your life, and you can do your best to learn from them. And it's tricky at first. It really is tough at first, because you get some things that are even more serious, like family health issues, or you come in contact with mental or physical abuse in your life. And these things are tough to say, what did I learn from this? Because you say, no, it's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault that this happened. And yes, it seems like it's somebody else's fault, but you can always learn from whatever experience comes your way. I promise some lessons are tougher to find than others, but life is just full of for trying to figure out the lessons that we can learn from it, and it's your best teacher in order to actually get yourself more tough, get better mental endurance, and to be able to use your mentality instead for things that are more productive versus worrying on these things that happened to you in the past. The third and final bit that I would have you work on is I would have you work on being yourself versus presenting yourself. So earlier I talked about how I recorded this podcast a couple times now. So this is my third take of this podcast. And being that it's my third take, that must have meant that the first two I didn't like something about, or they weren't recorded right or something. And yeah, that's true. I thought that those first two, they didn't sound genuine. It sounded more like I was giving some random speech at a college, and I wasn't actually talking to you like I would just talk to one of my friends face to face. And when this is the case, I think this is sometimes what we do when we want to present ourselves the best way, right? We want to show people that our life is fully together, that we have the nicest house, and we have this perfect family, and we always do these amazing vacations, and we're always happy. When that's not true. When we all have difficulties that we go through, we all have things that change us, we all have mental battles and physical battles that we're fighting in the background. And we just gotta be honest about it. And this is the third point about being mentally stronger. It's just working on just being yourself in situations versus actually trying to present yourself to somebody. Because who cares? Who cares what other people think? It's you. It's who you genuinely are. And if somebody can't accept you for who you genuinely are, then they're not worth your time. And that's the biggest bit about it. We all have different things that we go through. But the sooner that we're honest with each other and ourselves, the sooner that we can work our way through these things. And you'll also be more mentally strong from it, because you won't waste your time on trying to impress other people. Instead, you'll just work on being the most impressive version of yourself that you can be for yourself. So remember, when you're trying to work on your mental strength or your mental toughness, to throw in micro challenges. Make sure that you're asking yourself, what did I learn from bad situations? And that you're just being yourself versus presenting a fake version of yourself. I hope that helps with you today. If you have any questions about it, make sure to send me a message at The Coaches Oh You Know or at Foss Movement Training on different social media sites. Instagram's the best way to reach me, but feel free to reach out on any of them that you like. Otherwise, my friends, take chances, make mistakes, and think a little more in situations. You don't know how it might help you out. Talk to you soon.